Good evening, everybody. Thank you for attending our council meeting tonight. I would like to begin to acknowledge the Woolman people as the traditional custodians of the land we are meeting on today and pay respects to elders, past and present, as well as the continuation of cultural, spiritual, and educational practices of Aboriginal people. Councillors, please ensure that you speak clearly and turn your microphone on when you speak. This meeting will be recorded. We've got no apologies for tonight. With our disclosure of interest, we've got the following disclosures: Councillor Riley, Councillor Lewis, Councillor Ventris, Councillor Van Heerden, Councillor Carrot, Councillor Smalberger, and Councillor Prandtl. It's got interest in relation to item 9.3.3. Department of Local Government, Sport and Cultural Industries has considered the declarations of interest and determined that Councillor Smalberger, Councillor Riley, Councillor Van Heerden and Councillor Ventris might participate in the debate on voting on this item. The reason for declaration was that we are all ratepayers and we've got an unknown extent with the influence on what the rates will be. Next, we'll go to public question time. Public question time is limited to a total of 15 minutes of duration. Each speaker is limited to 2 minutes duration of speak and a total of 2 questions. Responses from previous public questions. These questions was from Josie Sherlock. Does the council independent testing to look after the residents, the environment and the stock of the area? Yes, the Shire conducts water testing. Does the council look at the water testing handed to them? The results of water testing are provided by the council by Newmont. What is the local Shire doing to prevent widespread toxic contamination of our local region? Council opposed the mining expansion proposal by South 32 Wolseley Lumina and provided a submission to the EPA. Monitoring and compliance in accordance to the mining approvals is responsibility of the state government. What does the Boddington Shire see for Boddington and its region once the mines have left? And what is for our grandchildren? What industry in 17 years do we have? The Shire reviews its strategic plan for the district and at least every 4 years an economic development and diversification strategy scheduled for preparation in 2026. What is the Boddington Shire actively going to help prevent the starvation of the black cockatoo species? The council had recently opposed and been successful ensuring a new mining exploration license did not proceed. Council also allocated funding in the 24-25 for tree planting to increase vegetation levels. Last question, why did the Shire hand the roads to South 32 last time when the overwhelming community comment was not to? 27 public submissions were received, predominantly objecting to mining in general rather than the closures of the roads. Council considered all risk relevant to the decision prior to each individual council voting on the matter. We've got another questions about Ernest Churchman. Would you like to stand up and read your questions?
Some of the areas could also come under where they need to be under the GRB.
thank you, Ernie, and thank you for submitting your questions in time. That way we can answer you now and we don't need to take it on notice. For the first answer, all landowners valued under unimproved valuation methods were considered as part of the independent strategic rating review. In according to this review, the change was from URV to GRV for some properties likely to have a predominantly resident purpose was recommended. The local planning strategy identifies rural living areas, which are generally located around the Boddington and Randford town sites, as well as the Crossman corridor. Within these areas, there are two primary zoning categories, residential, rural residential, lots generally between 1 and 4 hectares, rural smallholding, lots general between 4 and 40. Both of these zones indicate that the primary purpose of these areas are not predominantly rural, which aligns with the criteria for GRV rating under state government guidelines. Properties classified as rural are generally used for primary production, agriculture or broadacre farming, which aligns with the unimproved value, the UV rating method. Land classified as rural means within Ewing rating because its primary purpose remains agriculture and broadacre rural areas rather than residential.
My second question, unfortunately, so I'll just remember it, what it is, and I'm sure you've got to figure it out. But generally, it is that can the Shire direct the CEO to investigate if the council is voting in this UV to GRV proposal previously? Occasions, there's three other occasions where the voting took place, had the rightful duty to declare a disclosure of interest and failed to do so. And the reason is, obviously, is it appears one or more of the councillors who voted may have had an interest in this proposal and not declared it.
Thank you, Annie. Under the Local Government Act 1995 WA, it is an individual councillor's duty to assess and declare whether they have financial, proximity and impartiality interest in a matter before council. The CEO does not have the authority to retrospectively investigate or determine whether a councillor has declared the interest or not. Unfortunately, that will be the department. The Department of Local Government, Sport and Industries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ernie. Our next question is from Ian McPherson. Ian, would you like to get up? Okay, so the question I've got is, could you please tell us the average total rate payment for a town property on GRV and UV? So the average total rate payment for a town property on GRV, including the emergency service levy and the rubbish collection, is $2,107. The average total rate payment for a small property on UV, including the emergency service levy, is $1,228. Okay, would you like me to answer question two too? Oh, you've already added that.
Pretty much answered itself.
Okay. When we get to the item, I think you'll clearly understand that we did listen to the submissions that came to us, and we did accordingly look at that.
Very good. Thank you.
Anyone else for some questions?
$3,000. price in Newmont paying $42 per hectare, Fidelity paying 1.2 cents per hectare, Barrow paying 3.2 cents per hectare.
Unfortunately, with the way that the rates is, we can work with the Newmont rates, but we are limited by the state agreements. So, well, I don't think it's fair to say my thinking, but we are looking and trying to balance that out as much as possible. Council is always pushing us more for our people in town, and we also make sure if we get the chance to make it more equitable, we will definitely have our inputs in that. Thank you. You've got his address? Oh, sorry, just can you just state your name and address, please? That is actually what is coming for in front of council tonight. We call it a differential right. So it will. We're suggesting that it would be still under the GRV, but it would be a special section for all the small landholders. So that could be separately be analysed from what the town rates is. None of the rates is ever set. Every year we look at the different levels of rates and with the rate in a dollar, but that is what we're just voting on tonight. Thank you. Well, we did read all of the submissions that we got. We got a fair few submissions, and we all did read through it and considered all of your submissions, the questions that was asked on that submissions. Although we didn't bring all those questions tonight, we did discuss it with us, and we did listen to all of that, and that's where our consideration comes from.
Yeah. Are you making a decision tonight?
Yes.
The information letters that were sent out were very ambiguous, just like this. Mm-hmm. Happen, and my rate was going up from 1,025 up to 2,300.
So tonight we'll vote on what we would like to do. Then we send that to the minister. The minister look at what our suggestion is. He might not like it, but we need to do something. It's just the way we done it. So before he didn't like the way we wanted to do it, so we were more send another letter out, and now this is our solution tonight that we need to send to him and see if he's happy with the way we're doing it. Absolutely, yes. Thank you. Anyone else for questions? I would need to get back to you on that. It's very difficult to answer. I don't know if...
There's no one here that could from a building area or a, because then I'd be reducing the number of rooms that are on my property. and then why it had to be reassessed in regards to the number of rooms along that property.
Yeah, it's definitely not something that we can answer on that, because it's somebody else that does the valuations, and we would need to get back to you. Well, unfortunately, I'm not the expert on that, but we will definitely take it on notice.
There's no one here within the building area or the planning area that can actually answer that?
No, unfortunately, we would need to take that on notice. I think it's an interesting question to ask, and we would like to find out more about that.
Well,
so we'll make sure.
Can get some response from that?
Yeah, we do respond to everybody. It's just in a timely matter to figure it out.
So the response I'm looking for is if I reduce the number of rooms, or if an application in, reduce the number of rooms, would that be reassessed as per the number of rooms that would be removed rooms from the property?
It's a really good question. We'll definitely look into that and let you know.
When do you think that would be a better response from that?
I thought it could be by the next meeting. Well, because we need to get to the state agencies to get the answer, so Julie's...
It's not the state agent answer, it's not the state agent question. This is a council's question.
Yes, so we will talk to them and get back to you in about 10 days as soon as we get the answer back from them. Thank you. Anybody else who would like a question? Please come forward. Yes, so the valuer general will do it in approximately that time. We can't say for sure because it's not us that's got control over that.
Okay, yeah. So does that mean then also, if they do another reassessment after you voted on tonight, that it's possible that it'll go up again regardless of what you vote tonight?
Well, the amount that you received was based on what we've had the rates on at last year. Every year we reassess the rate in the dollar to get to the budget amount that we need. So, I mean, for instance, we needed 5 million last year. We might just need 5 million again this year. So it doesn't necessarily mean that the rates will go up to that amount, because balancing it out between everybody doesn't necessarily make it that it will go up that much. Julie will answer you on that one.
So the Valuer General's office will do the valuations soon. The Shire will receive those valuations in approximately May, and then at that time Council will undertake a budget workshop, and that budget workshop will look at the valuations, and then Council will draft a rate in the dollar. But they won't do that until the new valuations are received. The rates in the dollar will be advertised. There's a requirement to advertise them. So once Council has adopted them in May or June, there will be a period of public advertising.
The lady in the back wanted to ask a question. It's similar to what Ernie asked earlier. I just need to get my notes out. So the local planning strategy identifies rural living areas, which are generally located around the Boddington and Ranford areas. Within these areas, there are two primary zoning categories. Rural residential is a lot, generally 1 to 4 hectares. Rural small holdings is lots general between 4 and 40 hectares. town would be residential, as there's no land around it. I think the biggest is the idea with what your property is it's your residential. You're not making your income out of the land. So basically what Julie advises, it's the size of the property and how it's set out in the town planning. Yeah. And where it is in the town planning scheme. Okay. You can come forward. Can you just clearly state your address so we need to... Okay, thank you. And your question?
My question is, where do we lie?
We are in a MM5 classification.
Yeah. And
what does that mean? I think we'll take that on notice. It's not something that local governments generally deal with. It's more used for to define the eligibility for Commonwealth funding. But we can provide you with the details of that.
Well, you're not on the town site on the town planning.
Okay, so does that mean then we're not within the town site? Outside of the town site,
well, by definition, we're all living in a rural community, but we're all using the same facilities. And I think that's where this is going. Well, if you look at our vote tonight, is you are putting in your in a special category because you are special, you're in between the two, and that's why the vote is to create another category special for you guys. So you do qualify, but you don't get rated the same way as GRV. We'll take your question on notice because that's not something that I can answer. Thank you. Yes. Okay. Anybody else? No, we're not planning to change any borders. It's just. Okay, and the question?
I'm not going to move the borders, I can maybe GRV.
So that's for the rating strategy. It's something that we did consider properly.
It's your strategy.
Yeah.
Just because it's a strategy, doesn't make it right.
Okay.
You're just making stuff up to suit whatever you want. We have a language for a reason. Language is there so we all understand what's going on. The language says if you're outside the town border, you're rural. You're all rural. It doesn't affect me, I live in the town. Why is their rates getting changed?
I want to take that on notice.
The Shire President has already indicated that there's no proposal to change the town boundaries.
Anyone else for a question? We're going to need to round it up now. Our time is getting finished.
So this is a rating reclassification, it's not a town planning matter, so there are no changes to land use as a result of the decision. It is purely around rating.
I'll take that one on notice and we'll get back to you. Well, thank you for making us aware of that, Joe. We will definitely investigate it and get back to you.
And my other thing is, I grow bush tucker. I made a whole $35,000 last year, yet my rates will probably go up. South 32 made $360 million profit in 6 months. Don't you think you should be taking a lot of money from them for the raking of the land? If you compare my lot, 30 acres, South 32 is 4,800 whatever acres of destroying the forest, and they make that amount of profit. I don't understand everyone's rates are going to go up $800, $1,000, yet you've got a company that's not even Australia making that amount of profit in 6 months.
Thank you, Joan. Thank you very much, Dee. We'll definitely take that on and see what we can investigate and go and see what's out there, and we might need to notify a few other authorities about it. Thank you. So that was all. We'll continue with our meeting now. Firstly, we would like to confirmation of minutes from the previous meeting. That the minutes, can I get a mover and a seconder that we read this item? Councillor Lewis, Councillor Van Heerden, that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday, 26 February 2025, be confirmed as a true record of proceeding. Would like to put it to a vote. Anyone that's got something on that? Everyone against it? Carried 7-0. The Audit Committee minutes, 12 March 2025. Can I get a mover to read this? Councillor Prandtl, seconder. Councillor Lewis. Councillor Prandtl, anything on that? Councillor Lewis. Anyone else got something? Let's put it to a vote. Everyone against? Moved, 7-0. That the minutes of the Audit Committee meeting held on Wednesday, 12 March 2025, be received. We all vote for that. Anything against? 7-0. Okay. Audit Committee meeting 12 March, compliance audit return 2024. Can I get a mover that we can read that item? Councillor Lewis, seconder. Councillor Riley. Councillor Lewis, anything on that? Councillor Riley. Anyone else? Let's put it to a vote. Anyone against? Carried 7-0. Reports of officers, development and community services. Accepting a management order over reserve 50553. Can I get a mover that we read the item? Councillor Riley, second. Councillor Lewis. That council advised the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage that it's willing to accept a management order over reserve 50553 Banksia Crescent, Boddington, for the public recreation and draining purposes. Councillor, anything?
Just the Shire's already looking after it, so I think it just makes it official and we can keep control over the area. That's all good.
Thank you. Anyone else? Can we put it a vote? Anyone against? Carried 7-0. Chief Executive Officer, permanent road closure request, South 32 Worsley Alumina. This item is withdrawn due to South 32 Worsley Alumina withdrawing their application for permanent road closures on Friday, 21 March 2025. Item 9.2.2, proposed verge maintenance policy. Can I get a mover to read that? Councillor Lewis, a seconder. Councillor Riley. Councillor Lewis. That council adopts the verge maintenance policy as contained in attachment 9.2.2A, allocate the additional 7,100 in the 24-25 budget for verge maintenance. Note that the annual allocation for verge maintenance from 25-26 will be increased from 19,700 to a total of 39,700. Councillor Lewis.
Yeah, it's something we've discussed a fair bit and looked at different options, and I think we should go ahead with as it stands now.
Thank you. Councillor Riley.
Yeah, generally just agree with Councillor Lewis. It's constantly going around fighting fires, so we really need the policy in place, and we can run it at least for the first year, see what works, doesn't work, and adjust accordingly. On a time frame.
Thank you, Councillor Riley. Anyone else that would comment on that? Councillor Ventres?
I'd like to speak against the item. My research, I've looked up a lot of shires and a lot of cities and to see what other shires are doing, and just about everyone I came across have a verge policy asking the shire to maintain the verge. A couple of examples, Shire of Murray. You are responsible for maintaining the verge in the front side of your property, including any improvement works to enhance your property's aesthetics. Maruna, much the same. By a certain time, the property owner of the White Flower is responsible. Given the city of Armadale, same thing. I just feel that the council votes in the affirmative for this policy, and the shire starts maintaining verges around properties, it will be hard to roll it back. So as people get used to it and involved. It's the accepted practice throughout Australia. Other states or locals, it's to account to the actual front. The other issue I've got is just the spraying. I don't like to use glyphosate, whether, but it doesn't matter how careful you are, it's still going to be oversprayed. If you're spraying into someone's house who's got a nice garden, that's going to affect them, or they might have a breathing disorder, a skin problem, there's all sorts of other issues as well. So we sort of need to be conscious about that. I think there's an alternative, and the alternative is to encourage residents to look after their house in the front, but the birds are really biting. That sort of idea would probably less than what the cost is going to be, which is, you've already mentioned, which is 7K for this year, remainder this year, 20K for next year, and it was 40,000 each year after that. So I also come across, there's a couple of rural shires who don't ash rural properties either on the verge. They asked that the owners of the rural blocks
Thank you, Councillor Ventres. Anyone else on that? Would you like a closing statement, Councillor Lewis? Are you good?
I disagree with Councillor Ventres on it, in that traditionally we have cleared a lot of the, especially the rural box, and even on the proposal here isn't for fully maintaining verges, it's a once a year thing to try to minimise the fire risks and just keep the place looking generally tidy when someone doesn't do it. It's also, but I agree with encouraging people to do their own verges, but it's not going to happen everywhere. And you know, we don't want to leave it so that's a huge fire hazard. That's my biggest objection to not doing it.
Thank you, Councillor Lewis. I would like to now put it to a vote. Anyone against? Councillor Ventres? So it's carried 6-1. Unfortunately, we can't take any comments from the. The item 9.2.3, budget amendment, Prussian Way footpath. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor Prandtl, seconded by Councillor Van Heerden. That council approve an amendment to the 24-25 budget as followed. A reduction in the Prussian Way footpath expenditure of 67,606,000. An increase in the football renewal expenditure of 67,606. Councillor Prandtl, would you like to say something on that?
Yeah, I believe it probably better to spend that money on existing footpaths that need repairs in the area. Hotham Avenue is fairly bad down the Belden. And this part of the footpath is probably going to be one of the most expensive parts to fix in the first place. Well, I think we fix everything else first and then keep going on that.
Thank you, Councillor Prandtl. Councillor Van Heerden?
Yeah, I totally agree with Councillor Prandtl. It's better to fix and then we go look forward to new pathways.
Thank you, Councillor Van Heerden. Can we please put it to vote? Anyone against this proposal? Carried 7-0. Item 9.3.1, payment listing. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor Carrots, second, Councillor Lewis. That council receive the list of payments for the month ending 28 February 2025 as presented. Councillor Carrots?
No.
Councillor Lewis? Anyone else that's got a comment on that? Put it to a vote. Anyone against? Carried 7-0. Item 9.3.2, financial report. Can I get a mover? Councillor Riley, second. Councillor Van Heerden. That council received the financial statements as presented for the period ending 28 February 2025. Councillor Riley?
No, it's all good. Just ticking over nicely.
Councillor Van Heerden?
No, it's all good.
Anyone else has got a comment on that? Put it to the vote. Anyone against? Carried 7-0. Item 9.3.3, rating review. I would like to ask the councillor that is not allowed to vote to leave the room. Can I get a mover to move for this to be read? Councillor Riley, a seconder. Councillor Ventris. That council authorises the chief executive officer to make an application to the Minister of Local Government for a determination pursuant to section 6.28 of the Local Government Act 1995 to change the basis of rates for properties currently classified as GRV, rural residential, from unimproved value to gross rental value, with the valuation effect date being 1 July 2025. This change is proposed as the predominant use of the land of these properties detailed in attachment 9.3.3c have been determined to be residential or non-rural with the exception of the following property, Lot 2, Mitchell Crescent, Boddington, 129 hectares. Point 2, consider the introduction of differential rating for GRV, rural residential properties to address the unique characteristics and service levels of these properties with the option to adjust rates as needed as part of the 25-26 budget deliberations. And note that the Chief Executive Officer writes to all landholders who provided a submission advising them of the outcome of this review. Councillor Riley, would you like to comment on that?
Yeah, I think as part of the review, which has probably been needed, I'd like the council consider item two of that motion in the deliberations that by introducing that differential rating to allow best use of the property, fairness to the property owners concerned.
Thank you, Councillor Royler. Councillor Ventris.
I'm one of the properties affected, but I was given an exemption, so it's going to affect me as well. But I think it's I still access all the services in town, so and I have got a property with a house and everything else, and that's what GRV's about. But it's good to see that we're looking at a differential rating for GRV rural residential. So we'll just see how that pans out.
Thank you, Councillor Ventris. Anyone else want to speak to that? We can put it to the vote. Anyone against this? Carried 4-0. Item 9.3.4, adoption of a privacy and responsible information sharing policy. Can I get a mover? Can we ask the other councillors to come back to the room? So for the councillors that was absent on the vote, it was carried 4-0. Item 9.3.4, adoption of privacy and responsible information sharing policy. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor Prandtl, seconded Councillor Van Heerden. That council, with respect to the Privacy and Responsible Information Sharing Act 2024, Key Action 8 of the PRIS Readiness Checklist, adopt the Privacy and Responsible Information Sharing Policy in accordance with Attachment 9.3.4A. Councillor Prandtl, anyone?
Well, it's a current affair at the moment with this. So seeing as everybody always worries about what's happening with their data, I think it's our duty to put this in place.
Thank you. Councillor Van Heerden, anything? No. Anyone else that wants to comment on that? We'd like to put it to a vote. Anyone against this? Carried 7-0. Closure of the meeting. There being no further business, Councillor Smallberger, Shire President, declares this meeting closed at 6:28 p.m.